Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. To begin, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, and the Florida Legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote? If you have already voted, please let me know.
Certain to vote.
Certain to vote. Thank you. And do you plan to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary?
Excuse me?
Do you plan to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary?
Democratic.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1981.
Thank you very much. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
And with that, is that you or a household member?
Me.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
It depends on what you're talking about.
Generally speaking.
That encompasses a lot.
Yeah. Between the right direction and wrong track, where would you fall in general?
Governor's direction, wrong direction for the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm. So how should I record your answer, as wrong track or
wrong direction?
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please let me know. The first one we have on the list is Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Then we have Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.
Unfavorable.
And is that very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Just unfavorable.
Somewhat?
Somewhat, that's fine.
Thank you. Then we have Chad Klitzman.
Unsure.
Unsure. Between somewhat favorable and somewhat unfavorable, from what you've heard, what you've seen in the news, what's your opinion of him?
Is there a neutral answer?
We have no opinion or never heard of.
Okay, no opinion.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
And Barbara Sharif.
No opinion.
Thank you very much. Now, if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sharif, Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., and Chad Klitzman, for whom would you vote? Barbara Sharif, Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., or Chad Klitzman?
I would not like to give an answer. I would like to keep that private.
If you had to choose with what you've known or what you've seen, if you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean towards? Barbara
Again,
Sharif?
I'm not giving an answer.
Okay, thank you. Now, still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Jobs and wages, education, LGBTQ rights, home and property insurance, voting rights, protecting reproductive rights, healthcare, or climate change and the environment.
Which one's the most important?
The most important.
Reproductive.
What was that? I'm sorry?
Reproductive.
Reproductive rights. Thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
A bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Ilsa, I-L-S.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.